KO4 NUE,
eh, Patrick?
Good afternoon, Chad. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you? How's your day been? Not over.
To drive home now.
Sometimes that's the best part of the day.
Time to decompress.
Well, not a lot happening here. I did get my HF up and running, figured out what was wrong with why my SWR was so high. So I got it back up and got it working. So took me a while, but I finally figured it out.
What was it, if you don't mind me asking?
So the coax. Basically, the coax had an issue. So I took the time to get the thing where I wanted it in the trees, and hooked my coax to it and pulled it up with the tag line. But before I put the coax on, I'd check it with multimeter, and it tested just fine. Well, when you got it up in the trees, I couldn't tune it at all. And basically what's happened is the center connector had broken away from the actual center conductor on the wire. So when I did the continuity test, it passed. But when you get it up in the tree and get tension on it, it pulls away. So, little trick, before you put your coax on, take your fingers and see if you can spin that center connector. If you can, don't put it up.
Put that one in the memory bank.
Give me about 4 hours, I'll never get back.
You can look at it that way, or you can look at it as, okay, there's my education for the day.
Well, I guess, they say ignorance is bliss, so I'm pretty happy with my education. I don't like learning ones like that.
I don't like learning things that way, but it does happen, and just try to make the best of it, but and not do it again.
Lesson learned, but anyway, whereabouts are you?
I just turned off of 101 onto, what is it?
Let's go, but we got ways to go. But at any rate, I, like I said, got my HF up, still struggling with 220. Just struggling really bad with it. I can't seem to do anything with it. So I got to back up and punt with it and figure out what's going on with it next, I guess.
Zero TR.
Whooped. Oh, I just can't quite figure out what's going on with it. I can open the repeater, but I cannot hear it. I can hear just barely, this, that, and the other. And I did a signal report with Gary. He can hear me. But I cannot hear the repeater's output.
Oh. Well, I'm downstairs and I heard you talking from downstairs, so I assume it's Patrick this time of day. But I thought you was talking about electricity, 240 line voltage, Chad, means you just set your room up there. I don't know if this old man could be any help on that. Gary's the electronic technician. Of course, that's been many years ago. Let's see. Who else would be good on that? How about Johnny? He takes care of the 610, don't he?
Well, gentlemen, Anna just pulled up. Let me go. I just need to go help her. So, Patrick, I'll talk at you later, bud. You too, Tom. 73s. I got a scoot.
I'll come and do what I can for you, Chad. But I'll talk to you about it later. Patrick, good evening. Sorry to interrupt. I thought he was talking about the 240 volt single phase.
Great, Chad. Good to talk to you this afternoon. I had no problems. Tom, you wouldn't interrupt it. I'm just chatting on my way home.
Well, I was downstairs and the radio was on upstairs, but it wasn't down here. I had to go get rid of a hen. That's two in 1 week. That makes me mad. And one egg eater and one of them that just didn't look well at all. And we'd been debating it, so I don't take chances. You know, you don't want them making the other ones get sick.
And then you lose the whole flock. That's not good.
Can't describe what she was doing, but, you know, there comes a point where you got to put something down, and it come to that point, unfortunately. We like her. Our chickens are almost like pets, but they're not. They're chickens. Well, how was your day, Patrick?
Day, it's just been a long day and ready to make the trip up the mountain.
Oh, what Chad was talking about a while ago. So describe it to me again. You said you could key the repeater, but then fill me in on that.
Key the repeater, but not hear the repeater on the 220.
Sounds like his receiver, don't it?
Maybe there's a tone on it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, but I would lean toward that's the receive on the radio.
Well, first thing I do, I swap another transceiver in there and see if it'll pick it up, or else go over to another repeater that's on that frequency. I have no knowledge about 220 repeaters around here. I've never used one. I knew there was one that Chad used. Now I suppose it belongs to the club that we belong to there, but I'm not involved with it. I just do it kind of as an honorary thing.
No, I don't know of any 220s around, but other than the one in Pickens, I guess. As far as the T-Bark, I don't know of any up that way. They use it for the connection for Skywarn, but that's about all I know.
More than I do. Well, we got to run over and get Bernice's ears checked tomorrow over at Spartanburg at Costco's. I think her hearing's changed. Yeah, I don't think it's the hearing aids. It comes with getting a little older, but don't say I said that, of course. Doesn't bother her. She knows it and I know it. But they can make a graph of your hearing and then set your hearing aids through software to enhance the frequencies that you need. So we got to go over and do that. And then come back, and I think Rusty's going to Anderson. He's going to come by, and I got an eyelet that Chad helped me out with there. I had the eye and the little piece of metal, and Perry tacked the eyelet to it.
I heard you talking about that last week, I believe.
And then he made me out a real official-looking bill for $256.37. What do you think of that for one tack weld? I answered, Chad gave me the invoice, and I wrote on there, and he said, what'd you write, your signature? I said, no, and he looked at it and said, bite me.
For HKX, yeah, I'm sure he got a kick out of that.
You know, Chad, he's got a laugh like no others, and I love to hear him laugh. But, it's just pulling my leg. But, I even painted it for him, but it's to keep the, we got one of those, I told him about one that a guy had in the email, and he hurried up and emailed the guy, and he was the first one in line, so he got it. And I think he may be having a little trouble with the air gauge, which would be easy to, it's right on the end of the PVC. And then up on the front of mine, I put a spinning reel, the biggest eye I could find. My neighbor had one on an old rod, and he gave it to me. and keeps the line, the monofilament from getting tangled up. So that's what we're going to do there. I'm going to mount that one up there for Rusty, and then it will maybe keep that line from getting tangled up so easy.
Yeah, sometimes all you need is a little guidance.
A little guidance. That's what it's doing. Well, you know how monofilament, after you use it a while, or if it sets, it gets all curlicued. So maybe that'll alleviate some of that.
If not, I'm sure somebody will figure out some way of fixing it to something that will anyway.
Sure. Well, how far are you up the mountain? I got to go upstairs. I'm just sitting here with my feet up on the table and taking it easy. I had to take that chicken and walk way back in the timber and dispose of it so the coyotes would find it. And I didn't want them coming up here for Kentucky Fried Chicken tonight.
Close to where 11 meets up with 25, and then I'll make the rest of the climb up the mountain, but I still got a ways to go.
Tomorrow's TGIF. You got to work a whole day or part of a day?
Don't know. Dave's coming up to put AC in the house, so I don't know how big of a slave driver he's going to be.
The question is, I hope your air handler isn't in the attic and the condenser's outside. Well, that's the best ones that you can put a new unit in on.
I have an attic, so I don't have to worry about that, and it's never had AC, and I've never had central air in the house, so this will be a first for me.
In Kansas, when I was a kid, we had a water cooler, and people don't realize it, but in a humid climate, water coolers aren't worth a darn. And now in Arizona and that, they work real well because the water evaporates, but that's what Dad had. And then years later, we got a window air conditioner. And when I got out of the service, that's what we had for a long time. And finally, I knew a guy that had a business, and I wanted to help him out. So I got him to put in central air for us. And that sure was a blessing, because that house was built in like 1929. So I had blown-in insulation put in it. And blown in the attic. I think I blowed it in, but it wasn't the best in the world. In Kansas, I can tell you, it's a bit colder than it is here, Patrick.
That it's a bit colder where I live than it is here, and I never had AC in any house I lived in until I moved out on my own and then put a window unit in.
They still aren't, but they're a little better, but they just are not efficient. They can only get so much out of them. The way they get the high efficiency mainly, for the biggest part, is they put a real tall condenser on them now, and that helps them immensely. I got an HS and I went up to Kansas City and took 3 tests and got a license so that I could work on them at a printing factory, and then I worked on them at a hospital for a while. But I'm not a good air conditioning man, and I certainly am not now at my age. I just can't even squat down hardly to replace something in them. I get leg cramps real bad. But it was interesting. I did most of the 480-volt three-phase work, and the guys, 99% of them were scared to death of that, and I loved it. But the other part, I charge them and things like that back in the old R22 days. There's all kinds of different blends now, though, Patrick. And I think this one now has R40 something or other. I can't remember the number on it now. But they're a blend. And what's the SEER reading on the one they're putting in for you?
Honestly, I don't really know. He just said, this is what you need, and I said, okay.
Right, he knows. So I rely on that a lot. I've talked to him before, and he knows his business, and he's done a lot of it. And Jimmy is excellent. I've known him for a long time. and he's done that all of his life.
Residential AC is something I don't know very much about at all, so I'm just relying on his expertise to do this.
Hands, and from what I gleaned from him, he's answered everything I ever asked him. And a lot I don't remember, and I throwed out that great big thick book I had. I just can't do it anymore. But he'll take care of you, and you will really enjoy that. They say the temperatures are going to go up in the upper 80s just in the next few days. 89, I think I've seen, Patrick. So right now, I think, see, the humidity's down. It's 36%, but an air conditioner's a dehumidifier, so it takes that humidity out of the air, and it makes you feel more comfortable. Even at a higher temperature, we run ours on 73. My neighbor runs his at 68, but it feels like you could hang meat over there in his house. I don't want it that cold. But as you get older, you'll probably do the same thing. But 73 seems to be a good number for us.
Hey, you just got to find what works for you. But, Tom, I am about halfway up the mountain, so I'll lose the repeater here shortly. So, I'm going to go ahead and say 73s to you and Miss Bernice. And hopefully you have a good evening, and look forward to hearing you on the net tonight. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 73s.
Okay, Patrick, I assume you're going to call it, and you do a fine job. You take your time and get it right. And, yeah, you'll enjoy that. It's nice talking to you. I'm going to head up to the rain locker. That would be the shower in civilian terms. Get my shower and then come back downstairs. Speaking of keeping the temperature cold, I talked to a Russian on a icebreaker at the North Pole last night or night before. I got it down here. Had an odd call on the 3rd. Yeah, today is the 3rd. So that would have been after Zero Zulu last night. And I usually come down and work for a couple of hours of an evening just for fun, and Maurice watches TV. Come by and see us someday. KO4HKX and Zero TR73's Patrick.
No, I'm not calling the net tonight. I believe Matt is, unless something's changed. KO4HKX, I'm clear.